श्रीहरिं परमानन्दम् उपदेष्टारमीश्वरं व्यापकं सर्वलोकानां कारणं तं नमाम्यहम्। Brahma satyam jagat mithya. The Sanskrit phrase means Brahman alone is real, the world is an appearance. Literally, the world is false, but the word false can be misleading. A more precise way of formulating it would be the world is an appearance of Brahman. Appearance in the sense what appears is not real, and the real never appears. So Brahman misunderstood is the world. The world rightly understood is Brahman. Now the reality of Brahman and the falsity of the world, if you put these two together, the upshot of it all will be the non-duality of Brahman. What did I just say? If Brahman is real and the world is an appearance, it's not real in itself, in that case, there is no second reality apart from Brahman. No second, non-dual. And hence Brahman is non-dual. All the discussions which are going on right now are to support the claim that there is such a non-dual reality. Brahman is the non-dual reality. No second reality apart from Brahman. Now, we had done the 49th verse last time. It's the same theme. Before I do the 50th verse, before we start, I'd like to make 5 points about the non-duality of Brahman.